Hello and happy Friday, September 10th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. The members of Why Don't We spoke up on Thursday about the mental, emotional, and financial abuse that they allegedly suffered at the hands of manager David Loeffler. Each of the five members of Why Don't We shared the same statement on their Instagram accounts. Jack Avery, Corbin Bessant, Zach Heron, Jonah Murray, and Daniel Seavey all said that they were initially excited about living together in the same house while working on their music. Little did we know that we would eventually become prisoners at the Why Don't We compound under the supervision of one of our managers, read the statement, which does not mention Loeffler by name. He would not only live with us during the day, but controlled us 24/7, setting an alarm that would go off if any door or window was opened. Needless to say, we were not given the security code to the alarm, and we were essentially hostages in our own home. The singers, who currently range in age from 20 to 23, allege that Loeffler restricted food to the point where some band members developed eating disorders. They said they snuck food into the house and hid it. "We were verbally berated almost every day and alienated from our friends and family," Why Don't We claimed. "We had no support system except for each other, and we were made to believe this was normal and every artist had to pay their dues." Loeffler and Why Don't We co-manager Randy Phillips are currently embroiled in a legal battle over the right to manage the group. This is an incredibly complicated story, and we have full reporting on it on iHeartRadio.ca. The acrimonious divorce of singers Josh Homme and Brody Daly now involves their young sons. Oren, 10, and 5-year-old Wolf, through their mother, have filed for domestic violence restraining orders against Homme. According to TMZ, Oren has alleged that his father has grabbed his genitals, flicked his ears, hit him in the head, poked him in the chest, and thrown things at him while calling him fat. He claims that Homme drives under the influence of alcohol while the boys are in the car and has threatened to kill Daly's boyfriend. Wolf also alleges physical abuse and says that his father uses foul language to describe their mother. The boys say that they are scared to spend time with Homme and want a court order for him to stay at least 100 yards away from them and their dog at all times. Susan Weisner, a lawyer for Homme, suggests that the boys are being used as pawns. She told TMZ, "Ms. Daly has previously brought these claims to the police, DCFS, and the presiding judge over the family law court, all of whom declined to take action based on these spurious claims." Daly filed for legal separation in 2019 after 14 years of marriage, accusing Homme of drug and alcohol abuse. Both have alleged domestic violence and filed for restraining orders. The couple also has a 15-year-old daughter, Camille. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.